It's a shotgun snap to Schweigen up to the farm. He has room to run. He's down the near sideline. This is Freiermuth across midfield. He breaks a tackle down the sideline 20, inside the 15, 10, and then he's chased out of bounds by the defensive back for Easton Pearl City, chasing him down there. That was Tanner Stern, and a big run for Jacob Freiermuth. Puts the Rockets inside the Rex McCorder red zone. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Sowards the running back. He's to the right of Cullen Schweigen on fourth down and 5 from the 7-yard line. A motion, Liam Steele out further wide to the near side. Here's a snap to Schweigen. It's a pass play, short drop, throwing to Landon Wheatley on the slant route. Touchdown, Rock Ridge. Wheatley in the end zone. The Rockets take the lead, striking first in the first round. 6-0 Rock Ridge, 8:39 to play in the first. On second down and 9, in motion, Stern from right to left, and they fake it to him on the jet sweep. Quarterback keeper down in the backfield. Tanner McKegg brings down Allender. It'll be 3rd and 11. Allender, first pass play, 5-step drop, and Jude Finch is chasing him down. Jude Finch, the closing speed, down he goes. Finch sacks him. Backwards, the Wildcats go again. It's going to be 3rd and 15.
PC
ball on the left hash. Schweigen gives up the middle of Sowards, gets through the first line of defenders and is in the open field, makes two men miss at the 40, cuts back at the 35, and Haverland chases down Thomas Sowards at the 32-yard line. That moves the chains for the Rockets. First down and 10, a big run there by the sophomore running back. Schweigen in the shotgun, has time to throw, looking for Trevor Dye. He makes the catch in traffic, dragging towards the end zone, stopped at the 1-yard line. First and goal for the Rockets. Trevor Dye makes a great catch to get the Rockets within striking distance.
Yeah, Schweigen just lasers that ball in there. There was pretty good coverage there by the safety from EPC, but puts it right on the spot. It comes flying in there. It looks like 100 miles an hour, and Trevor, great job catching the football and almost was able to reach it across for a touchdown.
Third and goal from the 2-yard line. Schweigen in there. Now it's Sowards to his right. It's a designed quarterback run. Schweigen up the middle behind the offensive line, pushing forward, and Schweigen is into the end zone. Touchdown, Rock Ridge. The Rockets take a 2-score lead here in the second quarter. 13-0, 9:19 to play in the first half. 13-0, Rock Ridge. Morales ready. Has a snap back to Steele, and it gets away from him. Steele picks it up, and he's going to try to flip it towards the end zone. He's looking for the receiver, and he makes the catch. That was Lehman's in the back of the end zone. Are you kidding me? What a throw by Owen Steele, and it's 15-0 on the two-point conversion. A circus play puts the Rockets up 15. Two receivers right, one receiver left for Rock Ridge. Schweigen to the shotgun, takes a snap. They bring four over the middle. He whips it over the middle. It's caught there by Chase Wheatley. Bobbled it, but reeled it in. First down to the 45. A pickup of 17 yards. Moves the chains for the Rockets. 5:55 to play in the second. So Eastland Pearl City move out of the shotgun. Three receivers right. They bring a receiver in motion from right to left. Now Allender rolls right, stops in the pocket, throws over the middle. Pass deflected by Wheatley and intercepted by Trevor Dye. Rockets coming the other way. Dye up the sideline. 20, 15. The Rock Ridge defense gets the ball right back and they'll take over in the red zone.
What a play by Landon Wheatley there. The defender was behind him. He was able to get back, just tips that ball up enough because, like I said, the guy was wide open. And then great tip drill there for Dye to come through, intercept that ball. Now Rockridge right back in the red zone with a chance to score before halftime.
As Rockridge goes out of the shotgun, Freiermuth to the right. Schweigen fakes to him and keeps it. Schweigen off the right side, gets a block, and he's in the end zone. Touchdown, Rockridge. One play after the turnover, Schweigen makes it a 3-score lead. 21-0 Rockets, 2:35 to play in the first half. With two receivers right, one receiver left in the shotgun, this is Allender. Play action fake to Kempel, rolls right, rush on Nicholson, chasing, throws across his body, and it's picked off again. Wheatley tipped it, Rockridge has it, coming the other way across the 45, and Rockridge takes over. Liam Steele with the interception, and the Rockets have it in EPC territory at the 43-yard line. Man, another shotgun again, this time it's a handoff to Zier. Boy, he burst through the hole, gets past midfield, he lost the ball, it's on the ground. Rockridge says they have it. He did fumble, he was still standing up, and the Rock Ridge Rockets have the football. The Rockets forced their third turnover of the game. Kurtz right, one receiver left on third down and 5 from the 31-yard line. Here's Cullen Schweigen on his end of the field, takes the snap, blitz on, they come free. It's a screen pass, Sowards along the near sideline, bursts it up field past the 35, and he has the first down. That'll move the chains with 4:20 to play in the third quarter. 22-0 Rockets lead, and they have it first and 10 at their own 39. 9-yard line where they mark where he went out of bounds. Deers in the backfield. He's to the right of the quarterback, Adam Allender, on 4th and 10. Snap back. Allender rolls out to the right side. Nicholson rush on. Hits him as he throws. It's a jump pass and broken up. Incomplete. Owen Steele knocks it away from Haverland. And the Rockets will take over at midfield after forcing a turnover on downs. The Wildcats break Tuttle here. They go two receivers right. That is Stern and Spears. They'll bring Temple and Haverland, both as tight ends, to the near side. And now in the right to the backfield is here. Back to pass. Allender rolls right. Going to throw back across his body. Looking for Spears. Incomplete. Double coverage. Both Steele brothers there. Turnover on downs. The Rockridge defense comes up big. Snap back to Schweigen. Fakes the handoff and goes up the middle. Schweigen has the first down and then slides at the 47. Hold on to the ball, Colin, and he does. That moves the chains. Third and 9 from the 49-yard line of Rockridge. Under 4.5 minutes to play in the game. 22-8 Rockets lead. Two receivers left. A wing back to the right side. This is Chase Wheatley and a tight end, Trevor Dye. Colin Schweigen back to pass. They blitz 5. He throws over. No, there's Owen Steele. He's got the first down in the Eastland Pearl City territory towards the 30-yard line. And that might be the knockout punch today. A penalty flag down in the secondary, though, behind the play. Shotgun snap. It's a deep drop. They set up a screen over the middle. Haverland makes the catch, and Landon Bull levels him in the backfield. A loss of 3. It'll be 4th and 11. Timeout, Eastland Pearl City. They take their final timeout. 1:42 to play in the fourth quarter. 22-8 is the Rockridge lead. And Jim Taylor down in the sidelines by Marston Ag and Reynolds. That's what our sideline reports are presented by. That is an All-State linebacker making a play in the playoffs.
Especially after he's a little bit slow to get up on the last pass play and then comes back and just makes a brilliant athletic play. And you talk about, Ty, all of these defensive playmakers that wear these maroon jerseys. I mean, you can talk about every kid that stepped on the field today. You know, the closing speed and the playmakers they have on this side of the ball, pretty impressive.
All right, 4th and 11 for Eastland Pearl City out of the timeout. 1:42 to play in the fourth quarter. Wildcats out of timeouts. Two receivers left, two receivers right, both in a stack. Here is the quarterback, Adam Allender. The Rockets rush 5, throws it over the middle of the open field, incomplete. Spears was open on the post pattern, threw his hands, and that's a turnover on downs. The Rockridge Rockets will be able to kneel it out and get to the second round. Snap back to Schweig, and he takes the knee. We'll see ya in round 2 as the Rockridge Rockets defeat the Eastland Pearl City Wildcats in the first round of the 2024 Class 2A playoffs. Final score in Edgington, Rockridge 22, Eastland Pearl City 8.